It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and the number to join in this conversation is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So what does this mom say's, what, child abuse?
This mom on Twitter, I came across her tweet, and she had a thread going, and she was talking about how letting your kids be bored is child abuse or a form of it, like emotional abuse, because parents, she said, should always strive to stimulate your kids' minds.
Mom.
That it is bad. You're putting your kids in like an emotionally abusive, like dangerous, detrimental situation if they're bored and you're not giving them things to do and making sure that their minds are stimulated and that they're constantly learning or having something to do.
Mom, I'm not stimulated. I'm bored.
Gross. Don't say it like that.
Mom, I'm not stimulated.
You know, looking back at it, that's how my mom was with me.
Really? Like, mm-hmm. How so?
Exactly that. Like, if I ever, she hated when I said I was bored. Then she'd, you know, make me go out and do something, call a friend, go play outside. You know, that was actually a thing back in the day, go play outside.
833-JOE-ALEX, call 833-JOE-ALEX. Do you think that it's okay for your kid to be bored for a little bit? Or do you feel like, yeah, you agree with this mom on Twitter who said, no, you know, you really need to make sure that you're constantly making sure your kid has something to do.
Nobody is going to call in, Alex, and say, it's not okay. They're going to be like, deal with it, you little twerps.
I mean, I just feel like letting your kid be bored for a little bit, it is good. I wouldn't say that's child abuse at all. I think that's absolutely nuts because your kid needs to learn how to be self-sufficient and your kid needs to learn that, guess what? Life can be boring sometimes.
So yesterday when I was in the kids club doing the daycare that I work at, one of the kids was like, I'm bored. It's so boring in here. You're boring me. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm bored too. Like, you're boring me as well. So like, I don't want to be around you as much as you don't want to be around me.
Maybe that's the response every parent should have.
I don't know. I mean, hanging out with Liv can be kind of boring. I don't want to watch any more Barstool videos, Liv.
Like, the more I see stuff like this online and on social media, I just wonder, like, how absolutely messed up is this next generation of kids going to be?
Lillian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think it's nonsense. There are studies that show that boredom actually is helpful in helping kids create have creativity.
Yes.
And so it stimulates their minds actually to be bored. And if you continue to just give them something, they're not going to be able to know how to fill their own time and mind with all sorts of things.
I think that is a great response to that. Thank you so much. And tell your kiddo in the back we said hi.
Tell that kid to be quiet. You're on radio here. No, thank you. Bye. Hannah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you kind of agree with the lady. Explain.
I do. I agree with her a little bit, as in letting your kids have things to do. I agree with that. But my kids don't let, they don't get to be sitting on electronics all the time, and I let them be bored. So I can see where she's coming from saying that, but I don't think it's child abuse to let your kid be bored all the time. It gets their creative juices flowing. They can find something else to do to keep themselves entertained.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like kids don't know how to do anything for themselves. Like, they don't know how to just go outside and use their imagination. I just feel like they're not exercising their minds at all.
But is that,
I absolutely agree.
Is that not also parents' faults, though, because they're allowing their kids... Like, my biggest pet peeve here is when I see kids stuck on a phone. And I feel like it's all the time. Listen, I know it's not easy. I have friends and family that have kids. I'm an uncle. Like, I get all that stuff. But the answer can't be like, here, do this because it'll keep you quiet. Play Fortnite or look at a phone or
absolutely,
play whatever. There's
got
to be other things to do.
Yeah, it's like almost like the word boredom when it comes to parenting seems like it's like a dirty word, like a taboo word. Like, I got to get my kid an iPad. I got to do this. Yeah, I got to make sure they have a play date. I got to turn the TV on. Like, what is wrong with just saying go play and come up with a game? Play the floor is lava.
I think it's more of a babysitter for kids too, when their parents, you know, especially if they're going out to eat somewhere or, oh, I'm bored. Well, here, just sit here and stare at this and not even really use your imagination. And half the time, kids are looking up games on YouTube, watching kids other play games.
That's a whole nother thing. I'm just like, what the heck is going on there? That's insane.
I think social media has contributed this so much because there are so many lifestyle bloggers who are parents, and so they will post constantly like different activities and ideas that they're doing with their kids. So it makes it look like every single second of the day is planned out and that they're entertaining them. So other parents feel like they need to live up to that expectation. But when in reality, they're posting maybe 15 minutes out of their 24-hour day that they're like doing an activity with their kids.
Hey, with that being said, you should go follow us on Instagram. You'll never be bored there, @JoeAndAlexShow.